Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be a mixture of clouds and sun, a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high near 85. A sense of added significance last night to National Night Out activities around the greater Racine area, in light of what's been happening nationwide with citizens and law enforcement. During the kickoff event at First Evangelical Lutheran Church, it was Mayor John Dickert saying it's important for the public, especially kids and young adults, to be able to meet face-to-face with the first responders and build a level of trust and understanding. Police Chief Art Howell praising his officers, the Community Policing Initiative, Citizens of Racine, the efforts of Neighborhood Watch, especially for the last 19 years, led by Charlie French.
What we wanted to do at the police department is make this day even more special than it already was. So we give these out as cold cases for the detectives and officers who do phenomenal work, but we decided that what you guys do is at that same level. This reads Community Policing Partner Award presented to Racine Neighborhood Watch, National Night Out, 1991 through 2016. 25 years of partnership.
Night Out activities included a number of block parties around the community, similar gatherings on a smaller scale in Kenosha, Twin Lakes, and around Metro Milwaukee. Well, it appears to be a dispute over which name goes on the electric bill for the Racine building that long housed a local charity, but the utility says the outstanding bill goes for that address. Love and Charity Mission at 1031 Douglas Avenue helped people in need for many, many years. Reportedly ceased under that banner when Louise Hunter retired and a new operation called Touched by an Angel Network got started by relatives and friends. Left behind, though, a $14,000 unpaid utility bill that doesn't go away, according to We Energies, which turned off the building's power on Monday, believing Love and Charity operations are still in place, just under a different name. One of the new owners is Larry Love, who says it's not true and that the public needs to know they need help. There's a DoubleTree Hotel on the lakefront in Racine that used to be called the Radisson Harbor Walk. It's got a new name going these days, and they put in a request to the city for a replacement sign or two on the nearby parking ramp, trying to tell people, hey, there's this hotel tucked behind the structure. Signs came up during the Common Council meeting for the lack of a dollar amount on the lease agreement in the fiscal note. Alderman Sandy Winder acknowledging really no problem with the sign itself, just the lack of detail regarding the documentation.
I'm fine with approving it without knowing what the amount is, but I still say that when there is a fiscal note attached to an item on the agenda, that the amount should be attached. It is with everything else. It should be with a lease as well. For example, we just approved a lease agreement for a buck. We should have a number for this lease agreement as well.
The administration did promise to get the information to the council, the signed request still having to go before the Plan Commission and Downtown Design Review Committee. Well, not for the upcoming primary election, which is next Tuesday, but Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Cynthia Sipras says it's going to be very important come November that those frontline poll workers know all about the changes in election laws.
These people interact with voters and educate voters, on an ongoing basis and make determinations at the polls about situations that arise. They need to be very clear in what the laws are and what they're doing at this date and time.
A pair of recent federal court rulings casting uncertainty over laws on voter ID and absentee voting procedures. State election officials still working to help local clerks to deal with that issue. The retrial of Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen on charges that he poisoned his wife several years ago, now scheduled for March the 6th of next year, and the famous letter from the victim will apparently not play a role. Jensen's original Kenosha court conviction got overturned last year with Julie Jensen's letter from the grave, as it's been called, pointing a finger at her husband if anything happened to her, but that was thrown out by higher courts. A status conference yesterday had the Kenosha DA's office and Jensen's attorney agreeing to the trial date, the prosecution, though, signaling it will not attempt to push for use of that controversial letter. As for Jensen's attorney, she plans to argue her client's $1.2 million bond needs to be reduced. That'll be at a hearing in October. A family in Waukesha County gets their dog back after the 6-year-old yellow lab ran away from a dog sitter. Moose was found swimming in Pewaukee Lake on Monday, about 15 miles away from where he took off near the State Fair Park area. A microchip helping authorities to track down the owner, Susie Lesser, who says she was in her car within seconds of getting that phone call. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is now working on a book, which could be in stores next year. He signed a deal to write about his 4-decade career in law enforcement. The financial advance from the company that Clark received for the book, not being released at this time. Book is going to be titled Rebel Sheriff, Beyond the Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics. Governor Scott Walker wants to keep the price for attending the University of Wisconsin system the same for the next 2 years, suggesting he'll continue the system's tuition freeze. University officials, though, voicing concern that another freeze, they claim, will hurt their ability to pay professors and to give other workers needed raises. The governor, though, says he is open to the idea of performance bonuses for the various campuses, which would include Parkside. Affordable Care Act rates in Wisconsin could increase anywhere from 5% to 36% next year, with all but three insurance companies planning 10% or more. This according to rate requests reported by the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit group that focuses on national health issues. Only Mercy Care of Janesville filed a proposal with a decrease, about 16%. Nearly 240,000 Wisconsinites signed up for Marketplace coverage, 84% receiving federal tax credits to help pay for it. Kenosha police today announcing the arrest of another suspect in connection with the homicide of Michael Gayon inside his home last month. That suspect, Donna Matthews of Hawaii, taken into custody in Seattle on an arrest warrant that charges party to the crime of first-degree intentional homicide. Arrested earlier, Kenosha resident Derek Matthews on the same basic charge. Meanwhile, Kenosha police still asking anybody with information to call the Detective Bureau or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. The Burlington Common Council met in Committee of the Whole last night, talking more about a proposed referendum on the community pool project. That discussion straying at times into some other related areas. What is proposed is a non-binding referendum about either spending or borrowing $4.7 million to build the pool and related amenities. Attorney John Belogic said the agreement with the pool board will be in the city's best interest.
That will have them operate the pool, but trust me, guys, I'm going to protect the city on this because it's city taxpayer dollars that are building it, and we're relying upon them to run it in a fashion that's, you know, worthy of the facility, and that'll happen. My perception of, you know, in meeting the members of the pool board that I did just a few weeks ago, they're good and they'll run it well.
Alderman Tom Voss said the public needs to know specifics of the financing with a referendum. He maintained it's easy to vote no or yes.
Somebody says, well, okay, we're spending $4.5 million and here's what we're getting. When you just put an arbitrary number out, what do? You look at the bottom line. I got my bill from my electrician today for the work we did out there, and I went right to the bottom line. I didn't look at what he did. I went, how much did it cost? So I don't want to see the referendum burn an effigy because there isn't enough information out there.
For the pool referendum to be on the November ballot, the Burlington Council will have to approve that resolution at its August 16th meeting for submission to the county clerk. And once again, a reminder, the Racine Public Library is not available today as a cooling shelter because its air conditioning doesn't work. Library officials had to close things down yesterday morning due to that same problem. Officials say it's going to be fixed as soon as possible, but otherwise can't use it as a cooling center. Nearby Memorial Hall can be used, though. The mobile library schedule is not affected by the closure of the main library. Governor Walker today sending a letter to the president requesting a federal disaster declaration for nine northern Wisconsin counties and the tribal nation of Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. This from torrential rains and flash flooding last month that caused an estimated $25 million in damage to roads and public infrastructure. The request is for federal assistance to help local governments recover from the disaster. He was alerted to the issue on the TV show 60 Minutes. Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha County planning to introduce a bill that would require life insurance companies to pay the death benefits to the survivors of policy owners. The report on the TV show indicated 25 of the country's biggest life insurance companies recently settled with several states and unpaid beneficiaries for over $7.5 billion, with 35 more under investigation for failing to pay out benefits. Senator Wirch says he's hoping his bill will get bipartisan support.
This is a contract that has been engaged in between the individual and a company. You sign the contract, you uphold your part of it by paying the premiums on a basis, and then the insurance company in some instances refuses to fulfill the contract. And so I think it's a clear case of outrageous conduct against the consumer, and I would hope it has bipartisan support.
Senator Wirch says he's not yet drafted the bill. It would require companies providing these life insurance policies or annuity contracts to compare their records against Social Security's Death Master File, as it's called, at least twice a year, and to take reasonable steps to contact the beneficiary and pay out those benefits. Several other states, including Illinois, Florida, and New York, have recently enacted similar laws. In Green Bay, the City Council may consider an extra fee on vehicle registrations to replace special assessments for street repairs. Supporters calling it a shared way to pay for street reconstruction and repaving work. Critics maintaining it's property owners benefiting the most. They should cover more of the cost. The most recent street evaluation showed 131 of 412 roadway miles up in Green Bay could be repaved or fully reconstructed. Repaving them would cost the city and property owners more than $30 million based on current prices. And you've heard of pocket dialing or butt dialing with smartphones. How about rolling over in your sleep dialing? Happened about 2 o'clock this morning in Kenosha. 18-year-old Jacob Brown of Burlington reportedly hugged a couple of people at the Graham Public Library on Monday in Union Grove without their consent, and he got arrested for disorderly conduct. The charging document says that Brown approached and talked with a 15-year-old girl, then put his arm around her and kissed her. The other victim, a young woman about to leave, Brown allegedly approached, asked about, and got rejected for a date, then hugged her, also requesting a kiss. Well, the answer to that was no from the woman, who pushed him away, then reported what happened to a sheriff's deputy. Brown will be back in court. Brown will be back in court September the 1st. City of Racine Health Department taking part in an effort trying to figure out if mosquitoes that could carry the Zika virus might be in southeast Wisconsin. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Although the mosquito that's the main carrier of the Zika virus is not found in Wisconsin, it's believed the Asian tiger mosquito could also transmit the disease. That mosquito has been found in southern Illinois and in Minnesota and in one location in Iowa. Under the direction of the State Department of Health Services, the department has established 14 surveillance sites in the Racine area. Each includes a container that will be examined weekly for mosquito eggs. Any that are found will be sent to a UW lab for analysis. There have been 11 confirmed cases of Zika in Wisconsin, all involving people who contracted the virus while traveling to affected areas. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The future of Obamacare is at stake with the upcoming election for president, but another insurance company, Aetna, has also announced it will cancel a previous plan to expand in other states.
The insurer also said it'll take a close look at its involvement in 15 states where it offers coverage. Aetna says it will likely lose $300 million on Obamacare-based business in 2016. Other insurers, including United Healthcare and Blue Cross Blue Shield, have also said they're having financial worries linked to the healthcare program. According to federal stats, more than 11 million people enrolled in Obamacare this year. I'm Mark Chase.
And a party at the pool fundraiser has been scheduled in Burlington August the 27th for the Community Pool Project. MyRacineCounty.com says an anonymous donor has offered a matching grant of up to $25,000 on the proceeds from the event. The goal is to set up a fund to help sustain the operation of either the current pool or the replacement that may follow based on the advisory referendum the Common Council will be voting on in a couple of weeks. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.